Breaking news today on Jay Sekio Live is the ACLJ launches a new educational program channel for kids directly to you. We'll talk about it today. It's called Bald Beagle, and we'll explain it with my brother Logan Sekulo on the broadcast today.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Folks, as you know, we're representing over 1,800 families in 48 states, plus the District of Columbia, with all the school issues that they are facing. But we wanted to do something unique. In fact, my brother Logan wanted to do something unique with so many of the students who have decided to either homeschool on their own, who haven't done that in the past, who do already homeschool, and then for all of those who are doing these, quote, virtual learning programs, which in some places are not working out so well, and others are working better than others, but certainly it's difficult for younger children. So when we talk about programming for kids, so you know at the ACLJ legally, we're working on behalf for those families as best we can to represent them, to get them what they need so that their students are getting the education they need. And we have the bigger school choice initiative as well. But Logan, you're launching today, and people are going to find out more about this through email and online at aclj.org. It's going to be a brand new channel for kids to really tell history, history which is almost being rewritten right now in schools across the country, to tell the history of the country in a fun way with our ACLJ production team.
It absolutely is. Yeah, our ACLJ production team, I just want to clarify, is, I think, the best creative team, maybe in entertainment. Like, they put together some of the greatest things you'll see, whether it's this show, and we really wanted to use their strengths to create something because, as we've seen, whether it was the School Choice Initiative or now even just a few weeks ago, we saw in Chicago a call to abolish history classes until they come up with a more suitable alternative to history classes. Whether it was last week with some of the word about the monuments and the memorials being, you know, repurposed or changed. There's a lot that's going on in terms of specifically U.S. history. And we wanted to create something that was fun and memorable, not just for kids, but honestly for adults too. But it's aimed at elementary school age kids primarily. However, just like a lot of us still, you know, remember Schoolhouse Rock and remember a lot of us still sing, you know, we the people in order to form a perfect union. You always still
pretty
sing that
tune.
Because those are the kind of things we think that need to exist. And we're also going to meet kids where they are. This is a YouTube channel that you can find it directly on YouTube. But right now, we are currently in the phase of trying to see what kind of support that we can get, whether our organization and our, whether our listeners and viewers want this kind of thing. So we have a video package that's going to run in the next segment that gives you a bigger overview of what we're doing at Bald Beagle. But the website is live right now, baldbeagle.com. And right now you can support the work. And really, as we start to build towards a new production, and because with this kind of thing for kids specifically, you have to be relevant. You have to be continually creating new content. And that's something here at the ACLJ and Bald Beagle. To do that, we're going to need resources. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but it's going to be fun because we think this is necessary right now.
And I think it's a great timing as we're leading into an election as well, that regardless of the outcome, you want your students, the school year as it's beginning, to get the right educational and especially historical content. And now when you go to baldbeagle.com, you'll see support. Now, that support, it's an ACLJ webpage, by the way. You'd be support. It'd be like a donation to the ACLJ. What we're trying to do is make it distinct so that we knew that you donated because of baldbeagle.com.
Right.
And that's important for people to know is if they go to Bald Beagle, they see support. They scroll down, they'll see this is an ACLJ initiative. It's just a way for us to make sure those funds raised through baldbeagle.com get to that production team so they can start working on more of these videos.
So, look, I'm looking at the page right now, and it's really fantastic. I mean, it is, that's just like PBS Kids.
Yeah,
I mean, even nicer. And it's the idea here is you're going to be able to get really great content for your kids on American history, which is being either eliminated or rewritten as we speak. So we want to encourage you to support that page. Your donation support still goes to the ACLJ, but we're designating it for Bald Beagle. We're trying to gauge how much content we can produce. So we want to do this for your kids. So go to baldbeagle.com, hit support.
Yeah, it's baldbeagle.com, like the dog, the
what
beagle.
Did I say, Bald
No,
Beagle?
No, no. I'm just clarifying some people who are listening know. Bald Beagle, B-A-L-D-B-E-A-G-L-E.com. We'll be right back with more.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. So we are launching right now on the broadcast a brand new initiative for you, different from the School Choice Initiative, which, again, is about expanding the access to vouchers. It's different from the legal representation we're doing at absolutely no cost for all those 1,800-plus families that were contacting and still contacting the ACLJ because of educational hardships they're facing because of what their public schools and districts are doing with virtual learning and things like that. We decided, you know, with all this happening on the legal side and the government affairs and policy side, you know, we've got a production team here that could help a lot of these families who are doing virtual learning or maybe who have decided to do homeschool learning, maybe for the first time, maybe they've been doing it for years, and to use that creative side of our production team to create something unique for kids when it comes to teaching history specifically. It's called Bald Beagle.
Yep, not going to be the first time
or last time. Bald Beagle, yeah. And you'll get that once you start seeing the imagery of it.
Yes.
Baldbeagle.com is the website. And I want to just explain to people, when you support on that website, that's a donation to the ACLJ. We're just trying to segment it out so we know that you're supporting this initiative for kids. And the reason why we need your support to produce these is because we want to make it absolutely free to every kid, to every parent to access. So we're not going to charge anyone to access this content. And so that's very important for us, the ACLJ, that we raise the funds to produce excellent content for these kids that they're going to pay attention to and enjoy and learn from the real history, but at the same time, not having to charge them anything because of your financial support. Right. So we can do that through creating baldbeagle.com.
That's right. And we're doing that through YouTube. We're doing that through other free streaming services. The initial one will be on YouTube as well as on our website. Like you said, baldbeagle.com. The YouTube channel's already there. So just search for Bald Beagle or just find it directly through. You can subscribe right through the website. We did feel like it was important. This isn't you signing up for another Netflix or signing up for another, you know, different streaming service. Now, some of that content may end up on some of those ones, but the content will always initially be in a location where it is free and available to all users, whether, again, that's on YouTube or other outlets. We want to meet kids where they are, and where they are is on these free services.
I want to spell it out, too, for some people. I see their chat. They're having some issues. So it's Bald, B-A-L-D, Beagle, Beagle, like the dog. You'll understand it when you see the website.
Here.
B-E-A-G-L-E dot com.
And part of that was because, specifically, one, it's fun to say. We know it's fun to say. And you're going to see the promo video here in just a second. But also, you had a beagle in law school.
I did. Bagel.
Bagel and beagle. And we thought, well, this was a perfect tie-in. As you see, he's a hybrid, half beagle, half beagle. But you see it. Should we show
this? Yeah, so this is the promo. So if you're listening on radio, this is the longer video promo that's at baldbeagle.com. You can, of course, watch it later today. But I think even the audio-wise, well, if you're listening on radio, kind of tells the idea behind this. And think about it. If you're a grandparent, this is important. If you're a parent who's struggling through virtual learning and also just not sure about the history part about what your kids are being taught, this is awesome, especially for younger kids. So check out. Here it is. This is kind of like the idea behind it video, the intro video of what Bald Beagle is going to be all about. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Logan Sekulow. Right now, your kids are stuck at home, trying to learn online, and the ACLJ is here to help. We believe the great and sometimes complicated history of our nation is too important to let anyone overlook. Not because of a pandemic, and certainly not because of someone's political agenda. But there are people out there right now, even political leaders, that have called to abolish history classes. They want to erase American history from classrooms and from textbooks. And that's why now, more than ever, we need to be honest and educate our kids on who founded this country, how government works, and what, even as a kid, they can do to protect it. You see, creating engaging and entertaining content for kids is one of my passions. I've been blessed to work with the biggest players in the industry, including Disney and Nickelodeon. But there's a glaring hole in that space. A channel that shares the same principles that you want to instill in our next generation. That's why we came up with this exciting new project that will offer fun, and educational video content that you can share with your children and grandchildren. It's a brand new channel from your friends at the ACLJ. We call it Bald Beagle. Bald Beagle. I know it's fun to say, and yes, our logo is a half bald eagle, half beagle, but it'll be even more fun to watch. Bald Beagle will have your children's interest at heart with great content that at times will feel over the top and ridiculous, but it's actually very serious business. Bald Beagle's initial launch will be on YouTube. We believe our content needs to be available to kids where they are. And if your kids are anything like mine, that's YouTube. You have a unique opportunity to be part of this revolutionary endeavor.
Did somebody say revolutionary?
As you can see, we're busy here at the studio. But our goal at Bald Beagle is to produce high-quality educational content from a source you know and trust, the ACLJ Creative Team. It can be used as a supplement to what your kids' schools are offering them, for homeschooling, or it's just a safe entertainment space where you as a parent can relax. The quality of Bald Beagle content will compete with the top players of cable TV, streaming services, and other YouTube content being produced by, well, who even knows?
I'll never unsee that.
To do that, we have to be constantly creating and releasing exciting new videos on the Bald Beagle channel. And the truth is, that kind of production schedule requires resources.
Logan said release the horses!
No! Resources!
Race horses!
No! Resources! We'll get this handled. Your generous support makes it possible to teach and inspire your kids and grandkids for years to come. All while filling your home with smiles, singing, and laughter. And what more could you really ask for? George Washington once referred to kids
as the future guardians of the liberties of this country.
Right. And we at the ACLJ and Bald Beagle believe we must provide an option now to raise those future guardians.
I like the sound of that.
Me too. If you believe in this mission and want your kids and grandkids to benefit from an educational entertainment platform that honors the same core values you do, help us launch Bald Beagle. Visit baldbeagle.com today.
And, you know, I'm already seeing, Logan, a lot of positive comments in chats from grandchildren. Can't wait for them to use it. They're homeschooled. I know that they're going to want to use it. My kids are going to definitely want to use it. But the purpose of this right now is we want to make sure we've got the resources to start producing these.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we're doing by launching this day at thebaldbeagle.com. It's to donate there. It's an ACLJ page. So you're getting the same donations like you are to the ACLJ. It's just so that we know that you're donating specifically for the production of these videos. Products, these videos, historical videos, and tell people it's going to walk kids through like
Absolutely. It'll be really engaging and really fun, but at the end of the day, it's going to be very important fact-driven information. So there are videos that are going to come out that are going to be, you know, biographies on the founding fathers. There's going to be fun songs, but they're all going to be wrapped in a way that kids will want to watch it regardless of the educational content, and that's how you get them. That's the place I came from. I came from working in children's entertainment. I at least have a good idea of what that is. We all have kids. What's good here in our production staff, I think there's probably 100 kids that can be our little focus group. And we are working on creating content that not only is going to help replace content or replace the content that your schools may not be teaching right now, it may also be an option just to help supplement and to even make that even easier and more fun way to remember not just U.S. history. That would be the primary focus, U.S. history, but also the faith of the founding fathers and some of the other elements that we're going to tie in. And again, all for free, as long as we get support on the back end to create this stuff. Because as you saw, just small clips, we have
it's a big production.
It's a big production. We want to make sure that the quality matches up to what kids have as other options on mainstream television.
I think the quality already, what we're seeing, is the quality that you'd see on PBS, on Nickelodeon, on Disney. I mean, it's that kind of quality. Now, here's why it's important. I'm going to talk to the parents and grandparents here, and that is this. Look, there is a concerted effort, and it's real, to not only rewrite history, but maybe not even teach history in American public schools. On top of that, as you know, Jordan Logan initiated that help for students. And I think it was, Jordan was on 1,850 families?
Yeah, it's about that number now. I mean, they're still coming in every single
day. Every
day
we're getting, I spoke to Skip Ash, one of our senior attorneys, yesterday, and he said these case stories are heartbreaking of kids that are not getting needs. But so what we're trying to do with our resources is advocate for your kids by teaching them the real story of American history in a way that they can relate. Now, Logan set up a special page, the team did, Bald Beagle, BEAGLE, .com. It's up there on the screen. I want to encourage you to donate right now to that page, because we'll be able to track that and know that we can go into production to start producing this.
Yeah.
I mean,
to scale it. We're going to need to be able to scale from from making videos like this, promo videos, to making full-fledged videos. See people saying that they're subscribing to the YouTube channel. That is incredible, and we really appreciate it. You may see the only video right now that's up there is that promo video. Please share that. We're going
to
also post it on Facebook.
We do want people to
talk about it.
The page.
Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. That helps kids, you know, your eyeballs seeing, more kids seeing it, because as more people subscribe, the more it gets served to you. I've noticed that just with my own personal channel. When you hit certain milestones, stuff gets served to you. So please support it that way, but also support the work of the ACLJ through Bald Beagle. Again, it's baldbeagle.com. Right now, it is, like you said, a project to the ACLJ. If you look all the verbiage at the bottom, you are just giving a donation to the ACLJ. Yeah. But what this does is help us say, this is who's coming specifically from here, and also create a new email list of people who maybe want to be notified when there's new Bald Beagle happening.
Right.
You may not exactly, it may not be, you know, specifically your audience. So if you're looking for how to be stayed update on what we're doing with Bald Beagle, that's through there.
So you go to baldbeagle.com. We come back, we'll start taking some of your calls and comments as well about this. 1-800-684-3110. And the former acting director of national intelligence, former U.S. ambassador to Germany, Rick Rennell, will be joining us live in the second half hour of the broadcast to discuss the media and just their non-coverage of these major historical events.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3131. We'll be joined second half hour by a special advisor to the ACLJ, Rick Rennell, talking about the media and their lack of coverage of these major historical events like what happened with Kosovo and Serbia and the recognition of Israel and Serbia moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and Kosovo even opening an embassy in a majority Muslim country in Israel, and for the first time recognizing. Now there's reports Bosnia, another majority Muslim country, may be recognizing Israel, and yet the media won't cover these major diplomatic victories by the Trump administration. And Rick Rennell really lectured the media last week on this from the White House briefing room. So we're going to play some of that when he joins us live in the next half hour of the broadcast. But right now, we're talking about this new initiative, Logan. It's called Bald Beagle.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people are checking out the YouTube page right now, and they're saying, I'm having some issues. This is what happens when a lot of people start going to our page away.
A lot of people are going to our YouTube channel. We appreciate it. Subscribe. You will notice the only video right now is that promo video that's up right now. And some of you may just be getting that. We just published it. We clicked publish as we were going on the air. So some of it may still be populating. However, new content will be coming within the next few weeks as we start to really create new stuff. People are asking about specific content. Are we going to cover this part of history? What about the good? What about the bad? Are we going to focus on that? Obviously, this is age appropriate. It'll be age appropriate for elementary school.
What age group are you kind of?
I would say the primary focus of this is elementary school students. For Bald Beagle's initial launch, we have plans, long-term plans to go well beyond that. But the initial launch is, I'd say even some, it may even some go into preschool, but I'd say the majority of it is elementary school.
If there's puppets, think about what age group.
Yeah, you're thinking 7, 8, 10 to 10, probably topping out. But the content itself will be so funny and ridiculous and over the top. We think kids will love it. We think adults will love it. And mainly, we just feel like it's really needed right now. The history books and things your kids are reading, even, not just the ones, there are the exceptions where people are legit saying we need to abolish history classes, but really take a good look at what your kids are learning and see if it really lines up with the core values you have. Also, people are asking about, what about the negatives that come from American history? Look, we're going to age appropriately touch on all topics. So we're not just going to glance over things. Now, we're going to go into deep, dark things that happen for a 7-year-old?
No.
Probably not. But, we will address it as appropriate for age-appropriate content at baldbeagle.com.
Here's the thing that I want to say, and I was going to ask Stan about this. I mean, we're watching in D.C. these attempts to remove memorials and monuments. We had that whole thing last week, and I just backed off on that somewhat. But the idea, you've got young kids. I mean, to me, I look at this and I'm saying, in the early grades is when you've got to start teaching American history. And you got people in major cities calling for the abolishment of history classes. You're in Washington where they're trying to rewrite the history by either contextualizing or removing monuments.
We've got to teach history, Jay, and you've got to teach it from a source that you trust. Look, one of the things that I'm the most proud of this effort and our efforts on school choice is just how tangible it is. We told our members from the very beginning, Jay, that we were going to try to provide real solutions to real students for a very specific year. I mean, you guys talked about how many students are at home for school for the first time. My kids are actually online for the first time this year, Jay, as so many are. This is an opportunity yet again for us to provide resources and tools for parents to take control of their own education. And I'll tell you this, I think it's right in line with where we've been for a decade. We want to take the power out of Washington, D.C. We want to turn it over to parents. And then, Jay, we don't want to abandon them. We want to give them resources by which they can teach real history lessons. And I think that's what this does.
Absolutely. If the government and your local school district won't handle this, we'll step in and fill the gap where we can. And if we can do it with content, we're going to do it with content. If we can do it with legislation, we'll do it with that. If we can do it with helping you legally, we'll do it there. So we're going to take all of this work that we do here at the ACLJ and see where we can always utilize our talents in the best available part. And we have some of the best creative team you'll ever see. And I think it's going to really shine through the work of the new ACLJ project, Bald Beagle.
Let me just say two things really quickly here. One is go to the Bald Beagle YouTube page and subscribe because we want you to be able to see. There's the one piece is up right now, which would be good to show your grandkids and for you to understand what's coming up. So go to the Bald Beagle. It's baldbeagle.com YouTube page. Subscribe. That's number one. Number two, we'd like you to support the work here of the ACLJ through the Bald Beagle .com website so we can track the support. That's also very, very important because there's more content, obviously a lot more content in the works, and we just want to make sure we have the resources to do it.
Just baldbeagle.com.
Yeah, baldbeagle.com. Yep. We're also getting a lot of comments coming in.
Yeah, I think people are connecting
those for you. Yeah. So Mike on Facebook said it was a great intro video. Tommy on Facebook wrote in that this is going to be great. Michelle on Facebook said, I'll be sharing this with all my friends. Jeremy said this will help lessen the false content that our children are being taught.
Absolutely.
Debbie said, thank you, ACLJ. Our children need to know the truth. Renee said, I've supported Bald Beagle for my grandchildren. So she's already made that donation. I appreciate you doing this for our children. And Janice on Facebook, as we all know, she said, you would be shocked what public schools in my area are teaching in, quote, history class.
You know, they're afraid to teach history right now. Is the truth of the matter.
Yeah. How do you even teach history through, depending on where you are in the country? It was very different and in history books. But now their teachers are afraid. How do I teach this? Do I teach George Washington as a good person? And the slavery issue. All those issues that come into context. First, you have to have a basis of U.S. history. If you have no basis, you can't get into the tough parts. You can't get into the darker parts. There has to be a basis of learning it so that you can then add on to that basis the cons, the negatives, the kind of nuances to history that none of these people are perfect, of course. But that you've got to, if you don't have a basis, then you've got nothing.
Right. And we're adding in, like you said, we're going to talk about the faith side of a lot of these people, faith in general, and some of those practical things that go into the way government works, not just the founding fathers and these people, also how government works, how bills pass, some of the classic stuff that everyone needs to know, the three branches of government. We're working on all this great content, but we're also looking at it, Jordan, from a different point of view because we're trying to also humanize, in some ways, these legends that you think of. And I think that will also help in softening the blow that these people were not necessarily, you know, unfallible people, and find human connection points. You know, there's one that we're talking about specifically. I'll spoil a little bit of it. Why not? There's one about George Washington. There's like a fun fact that George Washington loved dance. He loved to dance. If you look at it, Mount Vernon has a whole thing about George Washington loved to dance. Well, that's great because you know what kids love to do? Dance. So we're going to connect that and tell you the real history and the story behind it. But you know what? We're giving kids tangible things to make these people human beings and show that they had good and bad, but also that they were humans. These aren't just fictional characters. Because the further and further we get away from it, the more they become myths. And we want to make sure that they stand up, and we have this great content you can share with your kids. And if any of your kids are listening, awesome. I know a lot of homeschoolers listen. This stuff is coming for you. Don't worry. If you've been listening to Jay Sekulow Live for many years, and you're like, when are they going to do something for me? Now it's coming. But we do need help, and we do need support and resources because these are full-blown productions. These aren't stuff we're just throwing together. We've already made some initial investments. Clearly, you can see some puppets, but there'll be animation. There'll be puppets. There'll be so much. And again, you can do that through baldbeagle.com. Again, baldbeagle.com. There's a support page. You can put a financial donation. Again, it's a donation to the ACLJ. But what it does, it helps us track that that's where it's going.
Right. That you're specifically donating for this initiative. That's at baldbeagle.com. And again, you can see that longer video that we played during the air. So if you're listening on radio, as most of you are, and you're not watching on Facebook and Periscope, you can go back and watch that video at either baldbeagle.com or on the YouTube page.
Yeah, we're going to share it on the ACLJ
page. Yeah, so it'll all be shared. You're going to get this multiple places.
You'll be able to find it.
And so I encourage you, click that support button, and that's how we'll know that you're supporting this effort, the Bald Beagle effort from the ACLJ. Coming up, second half hour, former acting director of national intelligence, Rick Rennell, a special advisor to the ACLJ, joining us live. We take your questions too. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air and to talk to Director Rennell. 1-800-684-3110.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow. This is Jordan Sekulow. So we're shifting gears a little bit. Maybe a lot.
A lot.
Okay, so the former acting director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell, former U.S. ambassador to Germany, he'll be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast to discuss, one, this kind of idea that the media, and through this election cycle, too, how they are not covering at all these major diplomatic victories by the Trump administration, having majority Muslim countries recognize for the first time the state of Israel, putting embassies in Israel, or having countries like Serbia say, we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem, we're going to follow and follow the lead. And countries like the UAE opening up economic and diplomatic ties, the flights are already occurring, the work is already going on where they're recognizing each other. All of those major accomplishments, if this was under any other administration, the news would be making it out to be like historic, are just being totally overshadowed by the mainstream media. They don't want to talk about it. And Rick Grenell had firsthand experience with it because after brokering one of those deals last week, he went to the podium at the White House. We'll play that for you when we talk to Rick in the next segment, because he went to the podium at the White House briefing room and they didn't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about these major victories at all. So we'll talk about that later in the broadcast as well. Peter Strzok, interesting. He's saying that mistakes were made in FISA applications, but that was because the FBI agents were just overworked. Is this funny, Dad? Because
tell you
the FBI agent told Peter Strzok to close out the case.
Right.
So he's the one that overworked him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's his
excuse?
I mean, here's the pathetic nature of that. Okay. So we're not talking about, that they, they wrote a 302 and they got something wrong and they had to go back and make an amended 302. They submitted these documents where they were overworked on, and they submitted it to a FISA court, to the FISC. To the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And their excuse is, whoops, we're overworked. So we're doing surveillance on the Trump campaign because we're overworked. And as you just said, Jordan, the agents that interviewed Michael Flynn, for instance, said, nothing here. He's not lying. Don't need it.
Yeah. Yet Peter Strzok kept it going. So again, more to talk about there as well. We're taking your phone calls.
He's getting very public right now.
Yeah. So he's got his new book out. I don't want to give too much attention to that.
Don't.
It's like how many of those guys are writing books to try and rewrite their own history. Wonder why. We'll throw that out there.
Well, we live that history.
Yeah. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on that, it's 1-800-684-3110. So coming up, again, we'll have Rick Grenell be joining us. He's going to be talking about this idea too, just how the media is just not doing its fair share, which is why it's important what we do and that you share the information with these major diplomatic victories with countries that it's hard to imagine, even 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, recognizing the Jewish state of Israel, moving their embassies to Jerusalem, following the lead of the Trump administration. The fact is, I've traveled around a lot of that part of the world. The fact that the UAE is now got a full-on economic and diplomatic relationship with Israel. This is earth-changing. It is regional. It's a total upheaval in
a
good way.
It's a geopolitical shift.
Yeah, a huge shift. And all to the credit of the Trump administration, yet the media doesn't want to cover that. So we'll be talking about that with Rick Grenell. And if you want to talk to him about that as well, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110.
Let me also say this, that I was talking to a number of our lawyers over the weekend on Jordan's School Choice Initiative, and the requests are still coming in.
Yep.
The stories are heartbreaking, and the schools are having, frankly, more difficulty because before it was, well, let's see what happens when the virtual learning starts. Now the virtual learning has started, and there are a number of major schools. I think it was Metro. We'll make sure I was right on this. Metro Nashville had no virtual learning for 3 days. They could not get their system up. I mean, this is, folks, this is a crisis. I mean, this is a serious crisis for our kids. And the ACLJ, whether it's through our legal work, as Jordan's leaning on this school choice initiative, or whether it's launching the content that Logan is to educate your kids while they're home, the Bald Beagle, that is what makes a difference. Reaching families, helping families, that's what we're going to be joined with doing. All right, coming up on the broadcast, Rick Grinnell is going to be joining us, the former acting director of national intelligence, ambassador to Germany, played a key role, of course. I'll never forget having him show up at 2 o'clock in the morning to meet Pastor Brunson. I know Pastor Brunson's not going to ever forget that either. That was the picture that went around the world. And working on some very important projects, this latest, very, very significant. Back with more in a moment.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So after the former acting director of national intelligence and former U.S. ambassador to Germany, Rick Grinnell, who's now a special advisor to the ACLJ on national security and foreign policy, stepped out of the Oval Office, which was historic enough for this broadcast. And there were meetings there between the leaders of Serbia, Kosovo, and the president was on the phone with Prime Minister Netanyahu, stepped out of the Oval Office to join all of you on the radio broadcast to talk about the importance of that deal and what it meant for Serbia and Kosovo, and also for Serbia to move, for Israel, the embassy moving to Jerusalem, and then Kosovo recognizing Israel as well. And now there's some more news we'll get to in a minute about another country that may be moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Later on that day, Rick went and briefed reporters in the White House briefing room. And it got, of course, very heated very quickly because the reporters didn't want to talk about the historic deal that had just been negotiated at the White House that Rick and his team had been working on. Let's listen to Byte 17.
Clearly, you were effective here as the special envoy to these talks between Serbia and Kosovo. But I wanted to ask you about another initiative you led. Last year, you kicked off the Trump administration push to decriminalize homosexuality.
Yeah, I'm going to just talk about Kosovo and Serbia. I don't know if you can find it on a map, but this is atrocious. I have to tell you guys, you might be too young to understand what this issue is about. Maybe the older journalists should step up and say, this is a big deal. This is a big issue.
Well, Rick Grinnell is joining. That was a great, by the way, as someone that does a little comebacks every once in a while myself, I will tell you, you did great. We consider you a guardian of liberty. In fact, maybe we can get you to do a special appearance in our new children's series. So we'll have Rick Grinnell.
It's so funny that you'd say that because I literally was going to say, I love that we have this bald beagle. I need to know more about that. I'm just sitting here being so entertained by everything that's going on before me. You guys are killing it. I'm so happy to be a part of this.
We're trying to reach, you know, trying to help kids understand American history. Hey, Rick, I want to, we've got a lot to discuss here, and you pushed back hard on that, which was great. Can you give a short synopsis again for those younger people that may not know the significance of what has just taken place, not just for Israel, but for geopolitical peace?
Yes. I first had to apologize to my mom for being so short, fused there. I'd been up all night negotiating between Kosovo and Serbia, and then I sat there for 30 minutes and in the Kosovo-Serbia press conference and didn't get a single question on Kosovo-Serbia. It's not that I didn't want to talk about decriminalization of homosexuality, which is a very good topic that I know we can talk about later, but this agreement between Kosovo and Serbia is historic, as you say, Jay. I mean, we've been literally fighting about symbolism and words for 21 years, and that's what they call the political process. They've not been able to move forward on economics. And so what Donald Trump said to me is, let's try to get them together for economic normalization. How about they just work together to create jobs for young people? And so this agreement was all about that. It was ignoring the fights about words and symbolism, and trying to get the two parties to just drop the borders as much as possible on the economic side. So we have an air agreement, first time flight in 21 years between Pristina and Belgrade to kind of begin to have commerce normalization, a rail agreement, which will move commerce between the two, and a motor agreement, which opens up borders. We're going to do a U.S. government study on the lake that's shared between the two, mostly in Kosovo, partly in Serbia, to figure out a feasibility study of how to utilize the lake for energy issues. Both countries agreed to decriminalize homosexuality and help us in that fight. Both countries agreed to ban Hezbollah. Both countries agreed to move forward on a bunch of rail projects that's going to link their capitals to the rail line. This is going to create all sorts of jobs. Both countries agreed to recognize each other's diplomas and work permits. How about that? That's an amazing accomplishment, because if you were a dentist living in Kosovo but trained in Serbia, you couldn't work because they wouldn't recognize your skills. And so this is going to open up individuals to really begin to work and build a family and have careers. We think that when you work towards jobs and job creation, that the political fights of the last 21 years are going to fall aside. I told both leaders, symbolism may be important, but it doesn't pay your mortgage and it doesn't put food on the table. Jobs do.
What about the Israel aspect of it? I found particularly interesting here. And that was that as part of this negotiation, you've got this recognition of Israel. How significant do you see that geopolitically within that portion of the world?
So two things is the reason why that is so important is because we're trying to get that portion of the world to be more Western tilting. And so two aspects of the agreement that I think, actually three now that comes to mind. One, designating Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. Yeah. Two, they both agreed to diversify their energy sources, which means for Serbia, that's huge. 100% of their energy right now comes from Russia. They have agreed to diversify, which means pull away from Russia. And then they both agreed to do more to recognize Israel and to dig deep on their relationship with Israel. So Serbia will move its embassy by next July to Jerusalem. And Kosovo and Israel will recognize each other for the first time. And so this is really moving that region towards a Western tilt and peeling them away from Russia and China. This is a huge diplomatic win for Donald Trump by any measure.
And then, Rick, you brought today, too, you sent us an article about Bosnia, that Bosnia is also considering moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And I think it goes back to that bigger tilt that you're talking about. It's away from the Russia, away from the China, away from that kind of Eastern thinking for these countries that are kind of in Central Europe, and moving towards the West, whether they're majority Muslim, whether they're majority Orthodox, whatever they are, religious-wise, is moving them out of just seeing themselves in that context and moving it towards the Western way of thinking geopolitically.
Huge. It's going to make Americans safer by having more allies that are Western-tilted. And it's going to make our U.S. businesses and European businesses who are, you know, filled with Western values, able to open up and expand into this region. Instead of them, instead of Serbia and Kosovo looking to China or Russia, they're going to look to America and Western-style government, Western-style businesses in Europe to begin to expand their job sector. Now, what that means is that more people in Serbia and in Kosovo will be working for companies that have Western values. That's going to translate into the family over years. That's going to really transform the region.
Rick, one of the questions that I had, and I know this is an ongoing issue, so it's not one where you just have an answer, but you when you get these kind of agreements determined, so you've got an agreement, then getting it implemented can be the great challenge here. What are you expecting?
Yeah, it's such a great question, Jay, and for this particular region, it's a really appropriate question because we've made so many promises in the past that really haven't been implemented. So I've already been on the phone with the president today and with the National Security Advisor talking about how do we do some of these things. And so one issue, the U.S. Department of Energy is going to do a feasibility study on this lake and to try to figure out how do we create jobs and create some energy projects on this lake. We're already moving fast to get the U.S. Department of Energy team over there within the next couple of weeks. There's talks about opening up the U.S. Office for DFC, which is the former OPEC group, and that's run by Adam Boehler. They are already opening up an office in Belgrade, and there's talk within the next 2-3 weeks making that official. We're already pushing forward on implementation. There's an individual on the Serbia team who's already in Tel Aviv beginning to do the groundwork of moving the embassy there. So I think you'll see, you know, Americans are always impatient. The Trump administration is particularly impatient when it comes to implementation. So I'm in charge of this implementation push, and so I'm going to continue pushing.
Just got a great comment from Dana on Facebook. She said, terrific work by Rick Rennell, historic, and it really is a historic moment. What's the in that region, what do you think the next great challenge is? We've got less than a minute here, Rick. What's the next great challenge?
I'd say energy and pulling China away from some of the infrastructure and energy projects.
Yep. All right. We're going to get more into that. We talked to Rick on Thursday.
Yeah, Rick will also be working on his next piece. He's got his first piece up at ACLJ Network. His next piece up will be up this week as well because he is a special advisor to the ACLJ and will be joining us on the broadcast again this week as well.
And we'll get him in Bald Beagle.
And we'll get him with Bald
Beagle.
He'll make
a cameo appearance. We'll have the first acting D&I ambassador to Germany in Bald Beagle. That'll be good for young kids. I know you care about that.
Let's do it.
All right, folks, we come back. Again, we'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. And always it's great to be joined by these experts like Rick Rennell. We're bringing that to you, folks, through the ACLJ, through our broadcast. And again, if you liked Bald Beagle, which I think Rick liked it too, go and support it. You know, check it out and support it at baldbeagle.com. Click support there. It's like a donation to the ACLJ, but it's a donation we can segment out and say, this is for Bald Beagle. Do it now. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line: we could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
So welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It was great to be joined, as we will a couple times each week, by the former acting director of National Intelligence, former U.S. ambassador to Germany, Rick Rinnell, who is now a special advisor to the ACLJ. He's also writing pieces each week for ACLJ.org. His first one went up last week. That was about the new director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, changing how they're going to be doing congressional briefings because of the leaking problem. And we talked about Adam Schiff and those leaks. We always make sure to clip out our live interviews with Rick so that you can see those and share those with your friends and family on social media. So we'll be doing that later today. But also check out his written pieces that will go up this week at aclj.org. Now we've talked about a little bit. Peter Strzok's out with a new book. You know him, FBI, counterintelligence, was kind of leading the effort that had to be fired from the Mueller team because of the text messages saying Trump will never be president. We'll never let that happen. We've got our secret plan. He's tied in with McCabe and the others. Now in his book, and he's doing these interviews, he's saying, well, it wasn't intentional. We were just overworked at the FBI. So the mistakes, the mistakes were very bad. Inexcusable mistakes, he said. But by people who were overworked, and people who were overworked make those kind of mistakes, even if they are inexcusable.
And you pointed out, Jordan did a really good job of pointing this out. I mean, they're overworked. The initial FBI agents, for instance, on the Flynn matter, said that there was nothing there. There was no violation.
Yeah,
it was going to be closed.
He got asked about that. He's like, weren't they going to shut all of this down? Do we have that bite? They said, you were going to shut all this down. Why are they so overworked? Take a listen.
So were you ready to close your investigation of Flynn?
We were.
That obviously didn't happen. What changed?
He had a bunch of phone calls and contact with the Russian ambassador to the United States.
That is not what they said before. You know what Peter Strzok said in his writings that we have, that the IG had? He was ready to close it. They were ready to close it. Then he got word from the seventh floor, top floor of the FBI, not to close it. Not that there were any more phone calls. Those phone calls were already known. So he's trying to rewrite history with his book, and even the CBS News guy is not buying it. I mean, that's the truth is, they're not buying it. You know why? I think you get around guys like Strzok, you realize, not trustworthy, make up stories as they go. But Dad, you wanted to focus in on part of it because he tries to get out of this by saying it was kind of like sloppy work, it was a mistakes, but and they were inexcusable, but it was just we worked too hard, so you got asked about it.
Yeah, so listen to the reporter here, makes the statement, and I'm going to say what Bill... Well, let's play number 13 first.
Is it sloppy work or is it FBI agents trying too hard to get something on members of the Trump campaign?
I don't think at all that it's anything improper. You get people who are overworked, who make mistakes, and don't get me wrong, inexcusable mistakes.
Inexcusable mistakes. Well, then what's the excuse? Well, it says it's inexcusable, then he says it's overworked. But this is to get FISA warrants, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance wires. Okay? Now, the Attorney General of the United States appointed another U.S. attorney to investigate it. Here's what Bill Barr said about these mistakes.
The evidence shows that we're not dealing with just mistakes or sloppiness. There was something far more troubling here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
So I think right now is the pressure is on these guys, and that's why they're speaking out.
Yeah.
Because the fact is they were getting FISA warrants. That's how they were doing this.
They're trying to rewrite history before history writes them a different tale, I think. And so, again, they try to make money off these books. This is typical Washington. But they also know they're under investigation. People like Durham are looking at them. I mean, you know, if you're Peter Strzok, you're certainly being looked at. There's no way you were at the lead of this, the top of this. And so, you know, I got to say, I've been at Washington, D.C., because, Thay, this is so typical Washington. You try to write your book now before the truth comes out about you.
Yeah, they had an agenda, Jordan, and they were following it. Look, I'm going to follow up on the Flynn matter because I'm holding the document right here. It came out via FOIA, January 4th, 2017, page 2. The field office in Washington, D.C. says no derogatory information was reported back to the FBI. And then page 4, the FBI is closing this investigation. And then there was an inexcusable mistake made. But, Jordan, it was not made by the field office. They did their work. They may have been overworked, but they completed it. I've got the document right here. The inexcusable mistake was made by who? The person saying there was inexcusable mistakes, Peter Strzok, overturned that memo and opened the case back up. That was the seventh floor of the FBI, Jordan.
Yeah, I think that the whole issue now, Dad, people have been wondering, we saw that one, the attorney from FBI yep. had to plead guilty because he was the one who had edited an email to get an ongoing FISA on Carter Page.
Yep.
That took out the information that Carter Page was actually a government asset to the CIA. Kind of important info for the FISA court to know that this is a guy who assists our intelligence agencies. They cut that out. So he's now, you know, he's committed, you know, he's again admitted to a crime. But, you know, people are still waiting for some of these bigger figures as well and where the Durham investigation is going, you know?
Yeah, I think there was a comment that I think we could play, let's find, that talked about some of that in these interviews because they were pressed pretty hard. And the attorney general addressed some of these issues. It talks about the irregularities that took place through the scope of this. You know, I'm doing a lot of reading right now of these books that came out that are kind of recasting the history of the history of these investigations. You know what's becoming clear? Someone who, and of course, you lived it too. Those of us that lived it, you couldn't make this stuff up, what they were doing. I mean, at the highest levels of our government, what they were doing was just atrocious, unbelievably aggressive, and unbelievably violating laws, rules, and regulations with impunity. And I guess they just thought it would never have a consequence.
They thought there'd be no consequences. They thought they were going to take this president down. They thought the impeachment might be successful, or the special counsel might be successful. But what did the special counsel end up finding? Nothing. And in fact, Peter Strzok got fired from being part of the special counsel. They've lost their jobs because of what they tried to do to the president. But they did hinder the first 3 years at least of the Trump administration because this narrative that the media went nuts with was Russia, 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 then was Ukraine
yep.
out of nowhere because Russia failed them
yep.
to get to an impeachment. And it was totally a disservice to the country. But I think that the president, he did his job, fought right through it. So did his administration. And that's why we're still at, even with COVID and things like that, we're still at a pretty strong place in the world.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things that came clear in one of the books that I'm reading right now, I'm reading all the ones that the reporters are putting out because I need to know, and I think this was in Mike Schmidt's book, and it comes out pretty clearly that really early on, Mueller's team knew there was no Russia collusion. They knew it right in the beginning. And then I think it was Bill Barr asked Bob Mueller, why didn't you just stop?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say, we were tasked with this, and we're stopped. Instead, they were trying to this daily deluge to try to set up the president, which they were never able to do, but they tried. Instead of just saying, we've done the investigation about Russia collusion, that's what we were tasked to do, there was nothing there.
Yeah, well, I think here, I mean, we have 1 minute left of the broadcast, they wanted the president to obstruct. It was very similar to Flint. How do you get someone to obstruct something that wasn't even legitimately investigated? There was nothing to investigate. And how right. do you get him to admit to obstructing that or being found guilty of obstructing something that there wasn't anything there to investigate? And that's where we are in the Flynn matter. They said it was inappropriate to even investigate or ask him questions because there was no legitimate basis for an investigation. Yep. Yet they tried to get him on obstruction there and are lying. That's what they were trying to set up the president. We didn't allow that to happen as his attorneys. The American people didn't buy it. And folks, of course, I think, you're going to hear this all again.
Yep.
In the next 56 days. It's going to be relitigated on TV again.
All right. So what we want to encourage you to do today, though, we open the broadcast up with our new announcement for our young people to give them a real lesson in history. It's called Bald Beagle. BaldBeagle.com. BaldBeagle.com. I want you to subscribe to that YouTube page, but also support that effort. You're donating to the ACLJ. but it will be earmarked for baldbeagle.com.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.